Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, brought to you each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, you know, as the Golisano Children's Hospital continues making its impression on our cityscape, we at HealthLink On Air continue bringing stories about the services that already exist for children at University Hospital. So many of them are services we just don't think about because we've not been in a position to need them or to take advantage of them. And this morning we're going to highlight another one of those services. I love these kinds of conversations. In the studio with me this morning is Marcia Kernan. Marcia is a certified child life specialist who works with the pediatric outpatient department at University Hospital. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about what her job entails as a pediatric child life specialist and how children and families benefit. It seems like a broad title, Marcia. I mean, I think about as a parent, I feel like I'm my child's life specialist, but you're talking about a particular point in their lives, aren't you?
Yes. When children are admitted to the hospital or even going to a doctor's visit, it can be very stressful, very frightening. They don't know what to expect. And many times they're not feeling well. The parent is under a lot of stress. So part of our job is to help the children and the parents cope with the hospital experience, cope with the illness, and to teach them different ways to get through the illness with a little bit less stress and a little less fear.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. I've mentioned before on the program that when I was 4 years old, I was hospitalized. I had a birthmark removed. So it probably was no big deal to the doctors nor to my parents. I was scared to death. And to this day, many, many, many years later, I remember the fear. And that's really what you're there to mitigate, aren't you?
Yes. Our job is to talk with the parents and to teach the children what is happening, and it may not necessarily be in medical terms, but in what they're going to see and what they're going to hear, what they're going to feel, because sometimes the unknown is worse than what is actually going to happen.
Oh, you know, I think that very much rings true with a lot of people. What does your day look like then? You come into work and where you go to the outpatient clinic, I know, but there are a number of child life specialists, aren't there?
There's eight of us here at the hospital. Some cover the emergency room. We cover surgery center, all of the inpatient units. I happen to work in the outpatient department. If children come to see the doctor and they're afraid, we can talk to them about what the doctor's going to do. We also have dolls and medical equipment that they can play with. We have real equipment, but we also have play equipment to get them a little bit more used to what's going to happen. We have different ways to show them that certain things aren't going to hurt, or we have different ways to explain to children. Instead of saying you have to get a shot, we say it's going to feel like a small pinch. Which is a little less threatening to the children.
It is. You're the ones that are blowing up those surgical gloves, aren't you?
No, most definitely we are not, because that is a chokeable item. We're the ones that are looking out for the children's safety, and we're taking those surgical balloons away from the children.
That's a very interesting point.
The kids will put a finger in their mouth. If they bite down on it, they can choke on it. So we're looking out for their safety and their welfare in all aspects.
Very interesting point. Well, speak to me about some of the children that you might help out, because they would be at different ages. You would have different services for them. Am I right?
Oh, most definitely. We're trained in child development, so we understand how children think at different ages.
Sure.
And so you have to explain to children in language that they can understand. And if they're particularly young, sometimes they don't have the cognitive level to understand what you want to teach them. So you may use different coping mechanisms of different relaxation or distraction. But if they're a little bit older, preschool, school age, you can use different language to explain to them or to demonstrate with a medical doll what's going to happen.
I see. And what about then when they get into more like school age? So they know they're preparing to go to the hospital, perhaps, unless, of course, it's an emergency. Do you help them get ready for surgery, for instance?
We do have a child life specialist that works in the surgery center that will give tours and to show the children and the families what to expect. And because, as I said before, sometimes the unknown is worse than knowing what to expect. And to talk to the kids about how they're going to feel, and that the emergency, or the, excuse me, the operating room is going to feel chilly. Mm-hmm. Some of the sounds that they're going to hear, some of the equipment that they're going to see, what they're going to be expected to wear.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love that. You're talking about managing their expectations, and I think that's huge. Mm-hmm. Now, what about the kids who get a little older? I'm not sure. How old are the oldest children you work with?
Pediatrics goes through age 18.
Mm-hmm. And so you must be working with some adolescents and older kids. What kinds of issues do they have?
Well, many of the older kids and the adolescents, they have very independent mm-hmm. views. And they may not want to admit that they're afraid or they're nervous about something. And also with adolescents, there's a lot of different body issues, mm-hmm. body image issues. And when you go to the hospital and you're working with a doctor, you know, they sometimes are very, very nervous, or what are people going to think about me? And do I have to wear that gown? Why can't I wear my own clothes? So sometimes the child life specialist, we can be an advocate for some of those patients. And as long as it doesn't interfere with the medical process, we are advocates and say, well, you know, let them wear their jeans.
As long as they're not going to get in the way.
Yeah, bring their own pajamas.
Sure. Very good. Very good. How does your service get paid for? I mean, is this something that ends up on somebody's hospital bill?
Oh, most definitely not. Our service is provided through the hospital. Any child that is inpatient in the hospital would have a child life specialist introduce themselves to them and offer their services to the children and to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
There's a playroom on the floor. If the child is too sick to go to the playroom, the child life specialist can bring therapy and play materials to the child at their bedside as well.
You can. And then you work with the family as well?
Oh, most definitely. We often work as advocates for the parents. Many parents are not sure what questions to ask or not sure who to ask. So we kind of give them a roadmap too, of who's who at the hospital and who's taking care of their child, and to give them the freedom to know you can ask these questions. It's okay.
And, you know, I think that's very, very important. How did you become a child life specialist? What kind of training I know that you said you have child development training, but mm-hmm. is there a certain degree you get? Is there a certification?
Yes. You can get your degree as a child life specialist. It's a 4-year degree.
And who offers it?
The closest one is Utica College, which uh-huh. is part of Syracuse University.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
You could check on the Child Life website, mm-hmm. Child Life Council. They can lead you to different programs. You must have a 480-hour internship.
Wow. That's a long
yes.
internship.
It's a complete semester. It's 40 hours a week for a complete semester.
Is that part of a bachelor's degree, or do you also get a master's degree?
That's part of the bachelor's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And once you complete that, then you can take a certification exam, which is a national exam.
It is. And so child life specialists may be found in other hospitals, not just University Hospital?
Yes.
And tell me about that. They haven't been around for a long time, have they?
No, the career has been around about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
The certification has been, with the testing, has been around for about 10 to 15 years. And they have always looked at more ways to make it more professional. Years ago, we used to be called the Play Ladies.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And but we offer more professional services. So we want to make sure that we have the education to back that up, so we make sure we present ourselves in a professional manner.
Very good. So if anyone is actually thinking about child life specialist as a career, they can go to the website and tell me again what that
mm-hmm.
is.
It's childlife.org.
Childlife.org. Easy enough. And we'll also put a link from our Health mm-hmm. Link on Air website. Well, is there anything else we should know about child life specialists at University Hospital?
Well, sometimes people forget that you have to think like a child
mm-hmm.
when you are working with children in a hospital. Just one short story I'd like to tell you. We had a child in our outpatient department. He was 7 years old, and he was in the foster care system. And he was going to have to be admitted to the hospital for IV antibiotics because he had an infection in his knee. He was very scared to go. The doctors and the nurses spent probably 2 hours trying to convince him to go to the hospital and to be admitted for the special medication. And finally, they asked me to talk to him, and I spent a little bit more time talking to him about that they would bring him his food on a tray and that his bed would go up and down, and he would have a special button to call the nurse whenever he needed anything because his foster family wasn't going to be able to stay with him. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he said, "You mean the nurse would come all the way from her home in the middle of the night?"
Aha.
He did not know that nurses stayed at the hospital all night once he knew that there was going to be an adult there. So he was more than willing to give it a try at that point, but we had to get beyond the medical reason why he was going to be and to talk to him about the things that he was concerned about.
And that's excellent, and it goes back to managing his expectations and answering questions we wouldn't even think to ask, would we?
Exactly.
Very good. Well, Marcia Kernan, thanks so much. This is a great program. I had no idea there was this expertise at University Hospital. Mm-hmm. I think families and children certainly must benefit, and I so appreciate the fact that you're there.
Thank you for having us.
And listeners, we do need to take a break now, but please stay with us. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.